Bleeding cod. Gills sprung, some pop when they kiss the crucifier. Mouths trigger huge as buckets. Bodies arch sideways all their length, and every fin flares from pectoral to caudal. Inboard from gaff and roller, the long line crackles under strain, steadily threading its machined narrows. Cod lips hit the slot, hooks rip free, leaving cantilevers of jaw in ruin, and fish thresh crisply, skidding the chute to the tank, lashing like little storms. Ruptured up from depth, each crosses the rail, busted in its guts as gases expand the swim bladder and blow mesentery, living gaskets torn, anal flues breached, dying even as hydraulics crucify by kiss. Circle hook after circle hook wrenches from flesh, and flesh sloshes the bleeding trough. Charles tips his blade into membrane ahead of the collar, dividing blood from cod. Miguel touches bright steel through a sluice of crimson abaft the last gill raker. Drew lifts an edge honed along 58 degrees north, slips it perpendicular to the isthmus, working arcwise right toward his own grip. Operculum rifts from pectoral girdle when Matthew's knife hand sighs through as if to release light glyft in a red spurt. Shift relieves shift. The inclined conveyor grinds to starboard. Mist, frosted adrift of its plate freezer, slews outboard, swaddles the bleeder, then separates. Sometimes blood, dead and pooled in the heart sac, suddenly darkens the trough, plumed somber as pre-dawn tilted cold upon metal smelted to sheet and weld. Sometimes blood pelts like stormlight loosed from its furnaces and drawn gusty under nimbus, decrypted, unflumed from the large bore artery charged by the gills. Scarlet curdles to steelwork until the deck hose peels color away, flushed to the sumps. At last, a few twitches of muscle, the cod pumping out as it rides prongs up the conveyor. Final crimson frayed and hanging in scraps, clotted and swaying from the grating of the belt. Blood shreds draped over bolt heads like some wrecked lace, once knotted from a thread, spindled alive out of the dark of a world unseen, the axle of which turns unseen. At the end of his 16 hours, Charles gazes past his left hand, a claw drawn to. His left elbow hitches sharply, recalling every broken jaw, every neck plate forced and parted. Stiff ligaments articulate a body of law spoken in salt, a story of sea chamber and torn aorta, and muscles knotting in his lower back, a legacy ancient as hunger, no older than fear. Sunrise blusters ragged at the end of watch. The day tatters, bleeding out as if nicked by steel. The man become mere matter.